I was recently watching the movie, which I believe has a book to it too, and it's called The Walk in the Woods, or Walk in the Woods. Now I'm forgetting one of the two. I'm sure you're listening and you're like, yeah, you know, I know what that is. So it's about this this guy and his friend who try to take on the Appalachian Trail. And they have a lot of ups and downs, a lot of what you would expect, you know, for two guys to get out there and try it out, you know, that long stretch, the typical ups and downs. So I thought today would be a good episode to really bring up the recent hike I was on with a couple of friends, four of us in total. And we did a segment, a piece, if you will, a little small piece of the Appalachian Trail. And it was interesting, you know. It wasn't long. It was, I think, around 18, 19 miles. And I find, it's my second time around hitting a different segment of it. I find that it's not always about the length of, you know, the miles that you're putting in. There's so much more to it. You know, it's the terrain, it's the elevation, you know, what's on the trail. Is there a bear, right? And that makes me think a lot about life. You know, life is not solely about like a goal. You know, you have the goal to be successful. It's about all the intricate details that define your commitment and your discipline to sticking to that goal. So I'll share an example with you. The first day we got out there and we had about, I think, 4 to 5 miles uphill elevation, just going up and up and up and climbing and climbing. And it's one of those hikes where you know I like the hikes. I'll be honest with you, I like the ones that are comfortable. And who doesn't, right? We like comfort. I like the ones where it's like a gradual incline, so it's smooth, right? You know you start at even ground, and then before you know it, you may be going to a 0.1 incline on the treadmill, and then it goes to a 0.2. So just smooth. This one was like no. This one's like, you better get them knees up, high knees the entire time. And not just that, here's some rocks and here's some roots. So yeah, you could imagine that. You could imagine that, you know, the first, you know, within the first mile, I'm already breathing heavy. And then we stop for a break and I look at the guys and I go, I'm out of shape. And I feel that outside from that moment, I thought I was in pretty good shape. You know, you want to go for a run, I'll go for a run. You want to pump out some pull-ups, I'll pump out some pull-ups with you. You want to do some burpees, let's do some burpees. Suicides, let's do suicide. You go, I go. I thought I was in pretty good shape. But you know what that trail, told me, hey, think again. Think again. And it's why I love being outside. It's why I love being in the woods, why I love going hiking. Because it's so much more than, you know, just that typical concept of I'm going to go on a hike, left foot, right foot, carrying this heavy bag, eating peanuts, drinking water through a filter, right? It's more than just that. There's like this intricate challenge, and it's profound, you know, the challenge that you experience, because so much of it is purely mental, right? And I think we're taught that so much in life, that many of the challenges we go through are going to be mental. You know, I've met ultra marathoners and they tell me, hey, you got it. You can do it. It's mental. I look at them and I go, are you sure? Are you positive? Because that's a lot of miles. I've met people that are in triathlons. What do they tell me? Same thing, it's mental. Yeah, you got to train, dude, but it's mental. And I've learned, you know, myself growing up being an athlete, playing some baseball, some soccer, some wrestling, I've learned there's a truth to it. You know, you go out there and you're wrestling and you're scrappling with somebody else, a lot of it comes in where it's mental. Where, you know, you're right there and you got your opponent, and either you're going to fold or you're going to find somewhere in you that strength, that strength to push forward. Whether you finish off on your back or you finish off and you've got the win, let's hope that regardless of what the finish is, you gave it all, right? You left it on the table. And that brings me back to hiking and life and the goals that you have for yourself, where, you know, really think about where you're going in life right now. Where are you going? You know, for me that day on that first hike with those guys, we were trying to get to the shelter. We were trying to get those 3 to 4 miles and get to that shelter and get some rest. So that was the day one end destination. Alive, of course. Now for you, what goals do you have? Where are you going? What are you trying to reach? What are you trying to do? I read the book by Matthew McConaughey recently, so I am loving, you know, his statements of green light, red light, right? Green light is these powerful moments that stick out in front of you. So right now, the goals that you have, are there green lights around them? You know, what's your mindset? Is there discipline in that area? Are you disciplined, or are you negotiating with yourself? There was second night, I'm out there. It's freezing cold, freezing my butt off. My fingers feel like they got frostbite. Could I be exaggerating? Maybe. But I'm being honest with you. That's what I felt. I think it was right below 30. One of the guys told me, yeah, last night I saw the water bottle. Look, it was freezing. So, you know, I was cold. And I'm not a big fan of the cold. So I was super cold. And as I was lying there in that tent, in that sleeping bag, which I'll share with you what exactly took place in there, I started to negotiate with myself. And I said, you know what? Car's right nearby. Let's just tell the guys, let's go. Turn the heat on, right? Turn that heat on. We don't work every day to be out here in the woods freezing our butts off. And what was happening in my mind is, it's called negotiation. I think Kobe Bryant, I believe it was him that had this interview where he talked about, you know, not negotiating with yourself. And it's always stuck to me like a tattoo. You know, just really deeply in there where I do it so much where I have to really challenge myself not to negotiate myself. And what I'm speaking about here is like where you have, let's say you have your alarm set at 5 a.m. and you tell yourself the night before, you know what, I'm going to get up and I'm going to put my workout in. I'm going to go and I'm going to maybe hang out with a group of people. And you're committed to it. And you know that if you get up at 5 a.m., you are accomplishing that task. You are one step closer to whatever goal it is that you have. You're living that healthy life. Right, so you know that it's a good thing, right? All caps, bold, underline, as good as positive for you. So then, this is what Kobe Bryant was really talking about. Then this moment happens, you know, where you're seeing that alarm clock and it's maybe 4:50, and you're like, all right, I got 10 minutes before this alarm goes off, and you start to negotiate. And maybe it's even when the alarm goes off, you negotiate, and then you go, just 5 more minutes. You know what? Tomorrow is going to be a better day. I'll do it tomorrow. And what Kobe Bryant is speaking about, what stuck out to me in that interview is, do you want to negotiate with yourself in that moment? Right? Do you want to go, you know what? Let's fold right here. Let's not go to this 5 a.m. workout. Let's not do whatever your task is, whatever your goal is. Let's not do it. Let's do it some other time. And then it stuck out to me that it's no, I don't want to negotiate with myself, right? I don't want to put myself third, fourth, fifth. And so many of us do that. So that night when I was freezing my butt off, I was negotiating. I was like, all right, man, let's, you know, hey, it's cold. Let's just wrap it up. Let's get in that car, turn it on, put the heat on. That's going to feel good. It's going to warm you right up. And I had this thought and I said, you know, part of coming out here is to do something hard. I strongly believe that so much growth comes through the difficult moments in life. And that was one that was obviously self-created. And I do that from time to time. I'll try to create difficult moments. And it's going on a hike, maybe running really, really far. You know, maybe pushing myself to go blank amount of miles that I normally don't do. And I said, okay, buckle up. Buckle up, boy. That's what I told myself, which makes me laugh. And I do that. I try to do it on purpose. I try to keep my humor light so that I make the best out of a moment, right? I think Mary Poppins in her movie said, if you turn work into play, then it's no longer work. Something like that. So that's something else that stuck out to me there. And that night, I'm borrowing a buddy's of mine, a sleeping bag. And it's up to 20 degrees. So it's supposed to be enough, right? It's supposed to be sufficient to keep me warm. And what I end up doing is I burrow myself all the way in that sleeping bag. And I close the top because even in that tent, I was using a 2-person tent. So I think because it was a 2-person versus a 1-person, not enough of my like body heat was really heating up the inner space of the tent. So mental note, maybe a smaller tent next time. And I go in there and I'm like deep in the sleeping bag. So if you think about the sleeping bag as like a long tunnel, I'm in that tunnel, but not towards the top where you typically would see someone's head at. I'm way halfway down and I'm closing the top because I'm wanting none of that cold draft to come in. And then I realize I can't breathe, not enough air is coming in. So for the next couple of hours until my body adjusts, I am letting some air in, freezing my butt off, closing it, feeling warm, letting some air in, freezing my butt off. And I'm thinking to myself, and I was like, what is going on here? I was like, there's some humor to this. So I start laughing, which was good again. Because I was like, I need like a happy moment in here. I need something to laugh at, something to enjoy. I look at my clock. It's just, you know, those nights where it's just going and you're like, come on, get to that point of waking up. And somewhere in there, you know, I think my body just adjusted and said, hey, this is what it is. You know, adjusted to the difficulty. I shut, went to sleep. For me, that's a mental, right, a mindset challenge. And part of that hike, you know, going out there, it brought a lot of those to the forefront for me, a lot of opportunity where it's, you're going to be challenged here, you're going to be challenged there. So as I shared this with you, I really want you to take it home, put it in your pocket, see how it could be of benefit to you. You know, number one, I want you to think about how often you negotiate with yourself and then you put yourself on the losing end. You know, my friend, there's a thing called self-love. Pull that out of your back pocket, unfold it, let it play out. Number two, I want you to think about how often you purposefully put yourself in difficult spaces, challenge yourself. You got a group of buddies and they're about to do a 5K and you're like, you know what? I've only ran 3K, right? I haven't gotten to that 4 nor that 5. Go up to them and say, hey, y'all doing a 5? Look, I'm at a 3. Y'all mind if I train with you? I want to get to that 5. Push yourself a little bit. You know, make sure health is considered and wellness and you're safe. So much growth can come in when you, right, when you go through it and then you think back and you go, oh my goodness, I did that. Right? Oh my goodness, I did that. And then what that does is it gives you this feeling of, I bet I could do a lot more. I bet I could do a lot more. And I think that's a skill, right? That's a muscle. Right? You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, old school, has got these big old biceps. That's a muscle. It's your muscle. And you keep working on it. You keep flexing it. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Watch out, life. Here you come. And that's a beautiful thing, right? Because watch out, life. Here you come. You're going to be doing wonderful things for the world. And the more good you do on the world, right? The more those around you, us, are blessed by it, are thankful by it. If you haven't gotten out there in the woods, you know, whether you decide to go sit at a park bench, or you go for a, you know, 10-minute walk, there's this peace and tranquility to it. I get that some individuals don't like the bugs. Maybe you don't want to run into a bear. But, you know, find your version of what that means to you. So, you know, I may go in there and hit 14 miles deep in the woods and got no reception on my phone. And you're like, heck no, I'm not doing that. That's all right. That's okay. Find your version. You know, maybe for you, it's, hey, I'm going to go to a park. I'm going to go to a park right near the house where it's a lot of different people. They got some rowboats nearby. I can see the ducks. It's peaceful. There's a bathroom there. Right? Do it. Get out with nature. You know, reconnect. It'll awaken something in you. I think you may like it.